You're listening to WMUK. I'm Arlene McMichael. Last year, Western Michigan University implemented a new sexual misconduct policy. It included major changes to how sexual misconduct charges are handled. Now the university is assessing the impact of those changes. Western students are joining others nationwide in participating in an online survey about their perceptions of the climate of sexual violence on their campuses. The three-week survey period began Monday. To learn more, I talked to Western's Title IX director, Felicia Crawford.
We've been thinking about it for some time now, and we've been following what other schools have done and also looking at the national guidance on conducting campus climate surveys. We were interested in doing it last year, but we decided to take a hard look at what was available as far as resources, and we came to the conclusion that we would join in this year, and we're using a national survey provider, EAB, to administer our survey for us.
And that's Education Advisory Board.
Correct, yes. So we've decided to go forward with the survey this spring. We think it'll be good timing in terms of students are still on campus. Students have had almost a full year of a campus experience, and they can report on those experiences.
Are you seeking both the opinions of males and females and students of all grade levels?
Absolutely. We're looking at all students, undergraduate, graduate, and all genders.
How many questions are in this survey? And do you have a sample of what some of them might be?
I do. We have approximately 40 to 50 questions. And the reason I say approximately is it depends on the way the questions are answered. It's a dynamic survey. So if a person answers yes to a certain question, it'll expand to include a few more questions versus if someone says no, it won't. So it takes about 15 to 20 minutes to complete. And the survey has a variety of questions. It's looking, first of all, at the demographics. We want to collect some data on gender identity, sexual orientation, undergraduate versus graduate status. But then we go right into trying to understand what they already know from a prevention standpoint, what they've been trained on, and also where they got that prevention information. Was it at new student orientation? Was it in a class? Was it through their fraternity or sorority? We go on to ask questions about their experience with sexual assault, but more globally speaking, sexual misconduct on campus. So we're not just looking at assault. It's also stalking, intimate partner violence, sexual harassment. So we ask about their experiences with sexual misconduct, and then also what might they do to intervene if they were in a situation where someone was experiencing sexual misconduct, and that's going to help us understand from a prevention standpoint how we might better prepare people to intervene.
How will you incent students to participate?
First of all, the participation in the survey is anonymous. I want to make that clear that we don't collect, the data that we collect is purely demographic. We don't ask for name or identifying information because we want people to be forthcoming in responding to the survey. At the end, once the survey is concluded, there's an option to click on a link and go to another website to be entered into a drawing. And gift cards are always very popular with students. They're always very interested. So we're offering 72 gift cards.
The university has made some changes to its sexual misconduct policy, and that was implemented last year. The thinking was that this would be a good time to do the survey to see what kind of impact, if any, those changes have made.
Well, we had several sexual misconduct policies in the past, so the provisions for faculty, staff, and students were all different. And what we did as of January 1st, 2015, is we now have one policy that's effective for all of our populations on campus. Another thing that has changed is that prior to January of last year, student-on-student sexual misconduct was handled in the student conduct office. And it was a different process. It involved a hearing panel. Now what will happen is if a complainant comes forward, they'll come to Institutional Equity and we'll work one-on-one with them in understanding the problem, understanding what happened, providing resources, providing interim measures, and then going forward with figuring out what witnesses we need to talk to and also talking to the respondent. It's very clear about what behaviors are prohibited, and it's also very clear about what the consequences are for if someone is found responsible for any of those behaviors. Another difference is that while we're conducting the investigation and determining whether or not there was a finding of responsibility in our office, we then take our finding, our decision, and give it to the appropriate office for sanctioning and discipline. So, for example, if it's a student-on-student issue, our finding of responsibility will go to student conduct, and student conduct would deliver sanctions from a warning all the way through expulsion.
How does this line up with what other campuses are doing across the country and right here in the state of Michigan?
It seems that people are moving towards this one policy, one process model that is the best practice at this point in time. And, you know, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, the best practice was a hearing panel. There's peers across the state that still do hearing panels. There's some that do a blended model where they do an individual investigation and a hearing. The government hasn't necessarily mandated a process that everyone must follow. So we're looking at each other and trying to understand what works best for the individual campuses that we have.
Students will continue to take the survey through April 8th. Results will be released in the fall. We'll present a longer version of this interview on our West Southwest Public Affairs program at a later date. For WMUK, I'm Earlene McMichael.